No stage name for Michael Covino.
No stage name, no. I'm the third. Michelangelo.
That's a great name, by the way.
Michelangelo Covino the third.
Does that put Does that put pressure on you? I mean, Michelangelo, what a name to carry around.
It's quite a bit of pressure, although I'm a lousy painter and a lousy drawer.
Okay, but you're
I'm not bad as a sculptor.
I was just going to say, you're not. And the proof is in the pudding, because you are the actor in and the director of a short film called The Climb, which receives its showing at the Carbondale Shorts Fest Saturday program. So that's nice. And tell me if, and our listeners too, if you will, please, what is The Climb all about?
So The Climb is, it's a short film. It's about two best friends. And essentially, it's an 8-minute short, and it's about two guys, two best friends riding bikes up a hill. And they're riding on sort of a mountain road. And one of them, the character I play, is kind of in shape and cycles a lot. And the other guy is sort of his first time getting out on a bike, and he's a little bit out of shape. And about halfway through the ride, I reveal to him that I am sleeping with his ex-girlfriend. And he processes this information, but also begins to chase me up the hill. But because he's out of shape, he can't really catch me. So it sort of turns into this cat and mouse kind of, chase film up a hill, but predicated on the situation that I am revealing this really horrible information to him.
Oh, geez, yeah. Well, one of the interesting things about it was that there are no cuts on this movie. It's one long tracking shot, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. So one of the things that we wanted to do in making the film was play with the idea of it, almost have it like a play, where we were just, playing in real time. And so, part of the idea was you're getting exhausted with the characters as you're sort of watching, because you're saying, oh, they haven't cut. That means they've been riding this whole time. This must be exhausting, not only physically, but obviously emotionally exhausting. So I think it was an intended thing. And we wanted to just see what we could do with, two characters, a bunch of dialogue, and this sort of physicality of riding up the hill. And as you watch it, I think you start to say, oh, we haven't cut yet. Oh, okay. So this is like, we're really just on this bike ride with them.
Incredible logistics involved to make an 8-minute long tracking shot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Surprisingly, it was, and I think we had shot a couple car commercials and things like that before, so we had sort of done similar things, or shooting out of the back of vehicles and tracking in that way, and playing with how to shoot it. So we had some technique that we had used in the past that we thought would work really well. And the only real challenge was figuring out the timing up the hill and making sure that when we get to the top of the hill, we're at the right part in the dialogue. And because there were so many variables. So what we ended up doing was we just sort of rehearsed the whole scene in the car at the speed that we thought we could ride the bikes at, and rehearsed that over and over, so we sort of knew where each line, when we hit this tree, we should be at this part in the script, and we hit this turn, we should be at this part in the script. And that was kind of the technique we used. And then, of course, when we got on the bikes, the speed changed each time, and it was really hard to kind of keep it at that pace. So it ended up being not every take was perfect, let's just say that.
There were several cars that came along and passed you, and you couldn't really account for those in that rehearsal, could you?
No. I think we were kind of okay with that, knowing that we actually kind of liked it, because there was something about that's what happens when you're cycling on live roads is, cars pass you, motorcycles pass you. And it's just a really, fun element to sort of interact with these live cars that are just driving up and down the street, but we're kind of waving them on and they're passing. And it allowed us to kind of improvise a little bit as we encounter them.
What was it about The Climb, Michael Covino, that made you want to do it? What skills did you learn? What did you learn as far as the craft of movie making goes? Why did you make this movie?
I made the movie because, I mean, I think Kyle, who's my who's the other actor in the film and who's also my writing partner, and we make a bunch, we make a ton of things together. We were sort of looking for something that was stripped down a little bit from what a lot of the films that we've worked on and seen in the past maybe 10 or 15 years are, which is there's a little bit less preparation, a little bit more just let's put great actors there and let's get what we get in the moment and then we'll figure it out in the edit. And I think there was something really lovely about let's rehearse for, you know, we rehearsed for 3.5 weeks beforehand and really found the dialogue that we loved and found the beats and the cadence and crafted the story sort of in the dialogue, almost like a play, and then incorporated this visual element. And it was, so it was just a little bit different in terms of the approach, where it was very heavy on the preparation side. And then once we got in the post, you know, there was no editing really. So it was just, we have the take or we don't have the take. And that was something that excited us because I think, films of the past, certainly, you know, films of the 60s and 70s, I think were a little bit more deliberate in their style and approach. And certainly filmmakers that I love from the past, you know, every camera moves were more deliberate. Dialogue was, there was not a lot of improvisation. It was just very much, this is what's scripted and this is what's said. And so with sort of mumblecore films, as they've kind of come about and people just, you know, have a situation, they know what has to be said, and then they just say whatever they want. While it's beautiful and intimate, and there's a lot of amazing things to be had from that, we sort of just wanted to move in the other direction and say, like, what happens if we just plan the whole thing out and really and get into one take? So that was sort of the impetus for us.
Are you happy with the results?
Yeah, it's been a beautiful ride. We had a lovely screening in Aspen last night, and we're really looking forward to the Carbondale screening on Saturday. And, you know, we premiered the film at Sundance this past year, and the response was lovely, and it's been a fun ride, for lack of a pun. But
where do you go now with the climb?
So actually, Kyle and I are writing the feature version of the film. The whole thing won't take place on bikes, but it will take place sort of. We're making it sort of as like it's almost a love story to friendship. So it's about two friends. It takes place over 14 or so years. And it's really, you know, the opening scene of the film is going to be the scene that we saw from the shore. We're going to reshoot that. It'll be a little bit different, but that's kind of the jumping off point for a story that we think there's something interesting in.
I see. And you already have a deal to produce that?
We're working with a company, and we'll see, you know, when hopefully we'll shoot it this year. But, you know, again, everything is yet to be, you know, seen. Right now we're just writing the script. So if we can write a script that everyone loves and that we love and that we're excited to make, we'll hopefully get to go make it.
Is this your first visit to Aspen Shorts Fest, Michael Covino?
Yes, it is.
What do you think so far?
It's great. I mean, I was just telling one of the programmers today, it's maybe the best program shorts film festival I've seen. Because, I mean, it's just, every film I've seen has been fantastic. I was at Sundance this year, and I saw most of the films there, and I was at, and I've seen a ton of some of the other big festivals that have come up in the last few months, and they just really curate and cherry pick, like, fantastic films from each of them. You know, besides the world premieres that they have, they really handpick great films from each festival.
Well, that's got to feel pretty good as an artist to be included in that kind of a festival.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I've met a couple filmmakers that I had seen their films and I was just like, wow, that, you know, and they're here, which is just really cool to talk to them because I admire their work so much.
Well, Michael Covino, I want to thank you for joining us on KDNK, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much.